The following is a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. The views expressed on the program are solely those of the sponsor. CFund does not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted on the program. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFund, 1410 AM.
Welcome to Unlocking Secrets. This is Candace Newton, your host on 1410 CFund, the show that assists women with issues that they could face every day. Today's topic is very important to all women and something that we really need to pay attention to and is drawn to our attention usually by exposure by someone we know, and that is breast cancer and how we've progressed. In our studio today, we have Dr. Karen Gelman for the first half of the show and Dr. Nancy Van Lincoln for the second half of the show, both very respected physicians. And the first half of our show is sponsored in part by Adventus, a leader in breast cancer treatment, and the second half is donated by Falls Creek Surgical Center. Our first segment, our guest in studio is Dr. Karen Gelman. Dr. Gelman is a professor of medicine at UBC, a medical oncologist at the BC Cancer Agency, combining clinical and translational research. She's the chair of the Provincial Breast Tumor Group and the clinical leader of Advanced Therapies Department. She is on the Investigational New Drug Committee and on the Breast Executive Site Committee of the NCIC. CTG, that's a big mouthful. She sits on the International Advisory Board of The Lancet. She is a reviewer for journals and grant review panels and an active teacher interested in education of healthcare professionals and the public. She was a recipient of a YWCA Women of Distinction Award in 2003. Congratulations and welcome to Unlocking Secrets, Dr. Gelman.
Hello.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
It really is an honor to have you here, Dr. Gelman, particularly physicians that are working very hard to help women deal with this issue of breast cancer, which is huge. And so I know, speaking on behalf of myself and other women, we appreciate the work and the dedication, the passion that you have towards helping us to resolve something that is vulnerable. It makes us feel very vulnerable. So breast cancer is on the mind of every woman. I mean, we're talking about the breast cancer run, which is coming up, which I encourage everyone to support that because we need the dollars to encourage the research to help us, you know, at least when we're running, we feel like we can do something that makes us feel like we're contributing to that. So I encourage everyone to participate in that. Go ahead, Dr.
There's
Gelman.
Also actually a weekend to end breast cancer that I should promote.
Go ahead.
That's being sponsored by the BC Cancer Foundation. Mm. It's August 20th to 22nd. It's 60 kilometers.
Wow.
And we're hoping to raise a lot of money for breast cancer research, specifically for breast cancer research. Obviously, research in one cancer will spill over to research mm-hmm. in another, but we're encouraging women to sign up, and there's a website, www.endcancer.com, I think, or .ca.
Okay.
And it's worth signing up. If people want to walk the 60 kilometers, it's going to be a great event. If people don't want to walk, there are walkers that they can sponsor.
Oh, that's excellent. The more, the better, because we know what it's all about. It really does take the participation of all of us in whatever way we can contribute, whether it's by walking or by your gift, which is research in medical oncology. That's excellent. What we'll do is later on we can post that on the website for women to find that information to be able to get involved in the weekend walk and in the other walks that sponsor. And you're right, whatever we do to encourage to gain in research in one area of cancer always benefits in another. So I encourage that. That's excellent. That's good to know. So what I want to do is for those of us who don't know anything about breast cancer, to break it down in simple form so that we can understand it. So first of all, what exactly is breast cancer?
Well, a cancer is an abnormal growth of cells, and those can form in any organ, really. And breast cancer is just these abnormal cells, this abnormal growth of cells that occurs in the breast, that starts in the breast. Cancers have two properties that are important. One is the property to grow and grow and grow without the normal checks and balances. Mm. Whereas the skin heals and is nice and flat after it heals, a cancer can keep growing. The other is a cancer's ability to travel, and we've all heard of someone who had prostate cancer and then it was in their bones, or breast cancer and then it was in their bones or mm-hmm. liver or lungs or something. And it's that ability to travel or metastasize that's of importance. So that breast cancer is these malignant, these abnormal, this clone of cells that's abnormal that begins growing, usually in the glands of the breasts, and continues to grow and can cause obviously a lump or a change or a thickening or disfiguration of the breast, but unfortunately can also travel to other parts of the body, and that's really what is devastating to the woman is when it travels to another part of the body, to a vital organ.
So if it was localized, it's not, I mean, it's a concern, but obviously it's not as big of a concern as if it is spreading. And so obviously that's where the seriousness comes in.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why early detection and diagnosing a cancer when it's small is of importance. It's not universal. There are some cancers that even when they're very tiny can be quite devastating. But generally, the smaller a cancer is when you find it, the earlier you find a cancer, the less likely it's caused local problems and the less likely it's spread to the local lymph nodes or around the body. And that's what's of importance.
How small can a woman detect herself a lesion or something in her breast that tells her there's something abnormal? I mean, you take, the whole world knows I tell everything about myself. I have very, very lumpy breasts. And, you know, they're just very, very lumpy. And they haven't always been that way. But after children, they've just become more fibrous. So how could a woman detect early, for instance, especially with a breast that's so lumpy? And
that's a good question. That's what a lot of people ask. There have been studies looking at how small can somebody readily detect something. And generally, people think that it's about a centimeter of cells, a centimeter of tumor, which is about 10 to the ninth cell, so a 10 mm-hmm. with nine zeros. Having said that, certainly we see women who detect things much smaller. When we recommend breast self-examination, we recommend that a woman examines her breasts once a month, and we're recommending that she looks for a change. And often that change can detect something smaller. Sometimes in dense breasts or in lumpy breasts or in fibrous breasts, it's more difficult to detect something smaller, but it's only by getting to know your breasts well that a woman can detect a change. A lot of what a woman detects is not going to be cancer, particularly in the premenopausal age when lumps and bumps and cysts can come and when often periods cause breasts to change significantly. But if something's persistent, it should be looked at. The recommendation for how to detect cancer early mm-hmm. really is three-pronged. It's a woman doing breast examination once a month, either a week after her period if she's premenopausal, or one day a month if she's postmenopausal, like picking her birth date and doing it every 15th of the month.
Okay.
The second is a clinical examination with a doctor once a year to get a good examination. It's really got to be a good examination. It can't just be a cursory little examination.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is mammography. And although mammography doesn't detect all cancers, certainly mm-hmm. it detects a large number of them. And we are detecting more and more early cancers because of mammography.
I see.
In British Columbia, we're very fortunate. We've got the screening mammography program, which is open for all women ages 40 to 79,
mm-hmm.
and which a woman can just ring up and make an appointment, which is great. And the recommendations now are for every woman ages 40 to 79 to have a mammogram at least every 24 months. In some cases, if a woman's got a hereditary risk or a genetic risk of having mm-hmm. an increased risk of getting cancer or has very dense breasts or is on hormone replacement therapy, it might even be more often. For women younger than 40 who might have a genetic risk, their mm-hmm. doctors can order a mammogram. And for women over 79 who are healthy and should have a mammogram, again, their doctors can order it. So that even though mammograms aren't perfect, and we're certainly trying to develop more and more mm-hmm. good ways to detect, mammography is still important. It's a bit distressing because in BC, where we've got this fabulous available program, only a little over 50% of women take advantage of it.
Hmm.
If we're going to make a difference in the population, we know our target has to be at least 70% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at some places like the Netherlands, which introduced mammography, screening mammography, that is, long after BC, they're over 80% of their population's going out there. So
right.
I don't know how we can encourage women. There has been controversy in the past. There has been confusion.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, the studies have all said, this is important. This is going to detect earlier cancers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to detect all the cancers, but particularly for women over 50, the majority of cancers. For women less than 50 with dense breasts, sometimes there's a little bit more false negatives, but
mm-hmm.
women should get out there. So examine their breasts, go to their doctors, go for mammography. We'll diagnose cancers earlier. And for the earlier we diagnose them, the more curable they are.
And it's, you know what, that is so important because in my opinion, I mean, a lot of women are afraid. They think that if they go, they'll find something and then they'll have to deal with it. And maybe it's better if I just don't go at all. But the truth is, even if something may not be always perfect, it's at least an advantage to be able to go and to say, okay, well, you know, one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to find something that maybe we need to take care of, or thank goodness there wasn't anything there. But to take, you know, it's difficult because as women, we are afraid. We don't want to, you know, willingly walk into something that's going to maybe change our lives in a negative way. But to try, and it's the same with pap smears. I mean, we do them now. We accept that that's part of our responsibility as women. It's life-changing for us. We know that we can detect things early. And so I think to encourage women as well to try to get past that fear and see it as really a place of power and control for ourselves, saying, you know what, I don't want to sit here and be a victim to this disease. I would rather try and do my part. And maybe mammography isn't perfect, but it's better to see something than not to be detected at all or to live in denial of it. And it is, you know, it is frightening at first, but the more we gain knowledge of it, the more understanding we have, the less our fears are. We begin to see cancer for what it is and begin to tackle with it. And we're going to talk a little bit more coming up after the break with Dr. Karen Gelman about breast cancer and the changes and what's new in breast cancer research, and to encourage women to get their mammographies and to do their breast exams and to sort of try to have some sense of control over this disease as much as we can. And that's here on Unlocking Secrets for Women. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.